Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing break in.
awaken my soul, come into the light, awaken my spirit, like your candle burn bright, awaken my
not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line, they help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart, and you'll never lose. Awaken my soul, come into the light. Awaken my spirit, like a candle shine bright. Awaken my
everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Healing Fountain. This is co-host Gary Moore, and along with myself is Jen Christie. Although she is having a bit of a Skype problem, she is trying to reconnect to the show. And I just wanted to quickly welcome everyone as you come filing to the chat room. Apparently, we don't have Jen Christie on with us yet, so what we'll do while we sort through this mess is play a little bit of music, and we'll be back on the other side of this. Thank you.
Hi, Jan.
Hiya. I don't know if we're back into the show or not.
Yes, we are back. Yes,
we're back. All we can do is apologize to all the listeners because we don't know what happened there.
Not our fault this time.
It wasn't this time.
It was an issue with Blog Talk Radio. Apparently their studio server, the server that carries the switchboard, went down right at the same moment we went on air. So, fortunately, we got it back. This happened to me one other time when I was doing a show at night, and it never did get back. And they apologized all over the place and stuff. But here we are. We are streaming. We are live, and people can finally hear us. So
hello to everybody up there. And this is Jan Christie speaking from the United Kingdom. And over there in the USA, we have Gary Moore. And we've also got our guest online, Tom. So welcome to the show, Tom. Sorry about this glitch in the system. It's one of those things. Did you think everything was in retrograde, Gary?
That's what I thought it was.
Oh, wow. Anyway, there are still people hanging on in there in the chat room. Thank you very much for bearing with us.
Absolutely, and welcome everyone. Thank you for bearing with us.
Yeah. So, we've got a brilliant guest. We have Tom, and he's been on the show with us before, haven't you, Tom? And he's an ordained interfaith minister, and he's active in the interspiritual movement. Well, I light my candle every week for interspiritual unity. And he's serving as a director of communications for the Order of Universal Interfaith. So do you want to tell us what you've been up to lately, Tom?
Sure, I'd be happy to. I'm sure everybody can hear me correctly.
Yes. Great.
Yeah.
Okay, right. Wonderful. It's so good to be back, and thanks, Jan and Gary, for having me on. It's been an interesting journey. I didn't think I would be director of communications for anything, but I was asked to do that just recently by the Secretary General of the Order, and it's an interesting kind of component that because I've been doing live stream and other kinds of media for the last year or two that I kind of fell into it. So I'm glad to be here. And interspirituality is something that it's a relatively new term. And the term itself was coined in 1999 by Brother Wayne Teasdale. He was the author of The Mystic Heart, which is an incredible book, which outlines some components, what the interspiritual movement is all about. And I think when something is brand new, it tends to be defined by what it is not, as opposed to what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I can give you and our listeners some of that information.
Yes.
And the reason why, I'm also an interfaith minister, and interfaith is traditionally been the confluence or the gathering of many, many different people from different traditions. And interfaith has always been signified by this gathering and recognizing people. But interspirituality is really more of a component of, combining, not really looking at every tradition itself, but honoring that's what it is within everybody. So I hope to talk about that tonight.
So kind of a basically one God, many paths type of an idea, right?
Well, it's actually broader than that, because
okay.
Interspiritual, you can have, you can actually be someone who doesn't believe in a higher power or a God, so to mm-hmm. speak. So it's okay. actually pretty broad.
It's kind of an omni-denominational, including those with no denomination.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's really, it doesn't have a structure. There's inner spirituality is more of a way of being than anything else. It's mm-hmm. not an institution per se.
Oh, I totally agree with that. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It just embraces all faiths and none, as you said. Yeah.
Right.
So there's a
right.
big difference between spirituality and religion, if you will. And we're all spirits walking around in human form. Yeah. Right. Regardless
definitely.
Of who or what we call God. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you were working for a while there with Brother Sean. He's also into
okay.
faith communities as mm-hmm. well. And
he's been a guest on this show as well. Yes.
Yes, he has. And your new live stream channel is called Into Spiritual Wisdom for Peace.
Right. Into spiritual wisdom and peace.
And peace, yeah.
Right.
Want to put
right.
the link in the chat room, Tom?
Oh, sure. Let me.
That'd be good. And then
be happy to.
People in the chat room can click on that in a bit. And
I have so many windows up. It's not funny.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Oh, yeah, you become a bit of a computer geek when you start doing
radio. And it's a channel that I started because I wanted there to be a way for people to interfaith ministers within OUNI, the Order of Universal Interfaith, to have a voice. And so this is an opportunity. We do a weekly show every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. in the East Time, and that varies. So this week we're having a woman, Dr. Grace Telesco from Florida. She's going to talk about what's going on there, mm-hmm. and so it really is it we're hoping it to be an opportunity for all people. To be involved, and so that's kind of a introduction, and I'm not sure if we're going to do music now or.
Well, we'll play.
As I know, our
if you're ready for the video to come on, Tom. And
Well, let me talk a little bit more about interfaith spirituality.
Yeah.
Okay, great. I know our schedule kind of got diverted a little bit.
a bit mildly.
Let me just read a couple of brief passages here. And this is from Wayne Teasdale's book. Meaning interspirituality, indicates an eagerness to communicate with members of other faiths. And then beyond that, inter also conveys a sense of responsibility to humankind as a whole. So it's this determination that people have and a capacity and a commitment to the inner search across traditions. Now, it doesn't mean that as a, I wouldn't want to filter or what's the right word? I wouldn't want to say that I would be doing, say, a tradition or a ceremony from a different tradition that I'm familiar with, because that wouldn't, that wouldn't be the right way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It really wouldn't honor that. But
I think we all have our traditions based in whatever modality we are all coming from, bringing that to the table. But it by no means defines me. I come from the Native American tradition, and even though it's been a foundation, it by no means defines me, because I know that we are all, unlimited sentient beings, regardless of the modality and or foundation. So I know what you're saying. You're coming through whatever foundation you may be coming through.
Right, exactly. And I mean, my background, I was raised in the Catholic tradition.
Okay.
It did give me a foundation, and it's a place where I dive into, but it's a place where I no longer feel an affinity to the institution itself.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a definite grounding, as you said, and as you referred to, Gary. And Teasdale says it's important for us to be self-directed. I'm just reading here. We must decide where our life is going, what direction it will take, and why. And this kind of decisiveness requires courage and perspective. We cannot depend on our culture to either guide or support us in our quest. We must do the hard work of clarification ourselves. And we know people who have done that work. We know what that means, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
That's how we got ourselves in this mess to begin with.
That's right.
You know?
That's right. And
placing our
and
power in the hands of other entities who may not have had our best interest at heart. And that's the idea, is the power is within everyone. There's a power within each and every one of us that's greater than anything in the world. And all we need to do is think differently and that power, allow that power to emerge, and it'll take care of us. That's a new way, I think, that the world is needs to come into, you know. And,
yeah,
and that
I mean,
place our power in those hands. Sorry.
It doesn't really, for me, interfaith community, it doesn't matter what tradition you come from, it's about tolerating everybody else's traditions. You know, not just tolerating, but accepting and having sympathy for and, you know, recognizing that somebody
exactly.
else might have come
right.
from another tradition, but it doesn't matter. We're all one at the end of the day anyway.
Yeah, hasn't there been enough blood spilt on this earth over the idea of whose God is better than the other, you know?
Yeah, well, there's only one, so it doesn't matter, does it?
Exactly.
There's only one creator, so.
And that's true. The quote that Teasdale says is the ability to be fully there for others without any agendas, and it's being sensitive enough to really be there for somebody. So if I'm a spiritual guide or counselor, which I have training in, I want to be there fully for anyone who walks in the office, whether it be someone who's a devout Jew, devout Christian, practicing Buddhism, whatever it is, or none of that. Because if I come with my agenda, then I'm not honoring where that person's coming from.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, instead of playing the video, I think it'd be lovely to play a beautiful song by Barbara Streisand called Somewhere.
Oh,
yes.
Lovely.
And
lovely.
I think that would be a good thing to play right now, because there's a place for all of us somewhere. So unless you want to speak a bit more, or do you want to come back on in a little while and speak a bit more, Tom? It's up to you.
I would like that, sure.
Okay, so we'll play. Give the song a spin. It's a beautiful song. Have you heard it? DJ's version. Oh, it's lovely. Right, we're going to do the video next.
Okay, yes, we'll do the video next. And if you haven't clicked on the link to the video, go ahead, I'll put it back in the chat room. Go ahead and click the link and pull up the YouTube player. Pause the player and mute the sound and return the counter back to zero. And when you've done that, send up a heart in the chat room. And to let us know you're all ready, there's my heart. And Jen Christie, in her devilishly inimitable fashion, will cue us all at the same time, simultaneously synchronizing us to watching the video and listening to the sound at the same time, playing, streaming to you on Blog Talk Radio and into the archives as well. So,
hopefully. Now,
there are the hearts.
Did you see earlier in the chat room there was someone called Exposing Demons?
Right.
He was in there earlier when we all got cut off. Anyway, we can't blame him or her, whoever it was. Okay, then, so I'm going to count you down, then I'm going to press play on this beautiful video. So it's 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, press play.
Thank you.
Here's where we ask everyone to light their candles. And as usual, I'm lighting mine for interspiritual unity and for world peace. And also reminds us of the light of our Creator and the light that we take out into the world to help other people to light their lights if they wish. So I've lit my candle and my Nag Champa to purify the atmosphere, ready to invite in the angelic realm. And with the next song, I'd like to send out the healing with my voice and call in the angelic realm while it's playing. And it's for all the people who are bereaved, and I went to a funeral today myself, so it goes out especially to Shirley's family, Alan Forrester's family, also to Margaret Thatcher's family and anyone else who has a bereavement, and also our own Ashton Dorr on the Gold Ring, who is very ill in hospital. We're holding her in a vision of wellness. And I'd like to join with me in sending out the healing to everyone who needs it with this new song that I've written. Dearest Wei Xiaowen, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her, your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now in all countries all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests, and the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book, but the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal, or plant you want by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy. And listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much.
So, as we get comfortable in our chairs, take yourself slowly to the water, to the beach, your favorite spot near the ocean, or the biggest body of water near you. And once you are there, you realize it is a crystal clear day with bright, brilliant skies, and the sun is just beaming right above your head because it's about noontime. And the noonday sun is shining ever so brightly, shining its rays right in your path. And in front of you, you notice the waters are churning ever so beautifully. And knowing that Mother Earth is singing a beautiful song of healing water and honoring all creatures within the sea, because Mother Earth knows the balance and the rhythm of the oceans, and the fact that our bodies are pretty much made up of water. So take a deep breath. You can taste and smell the salt air. You look around, and each crystal of sand is glistening, kissed by the sun. And the gentle waves are crashing at the shore. And at that very moment, at this moment right now, you feel so connected to every living being on this earth. And there's an enormous sense of gratitude from your heart pouring out to all beings, because we are all one and we are connected. So take a moment and breathe that in, that we are all connected, because we are all part of Mother Nature's gifts to us. And as you walk along the beach, you feel so grounded and so protected, because the ocean is carrying you at this moment with every majestic wave crash and ripple of water. You know that you are being carried and protected. And know that you are loved by whatever being or power or source that you connect with at this moment. and know that all of our ancestors are there with you, because we've all walked along the beach and felt the water at our feet. So as we close, open our eyes again, we come back and are refreshed, because our ocean has held us in loving manner this evening, and we are all one on this wonderful planet. Namaste. Peace. So be it.
And that's bliss. Wow, really is bliss. I love that lady's voice.
Ah, yes.
Brilliant. Thank
you
very much.
A long tail on the end
of
it there.
Yeah, a little bit. And we're going to bring Tom back on, aren't we?
We've got about 14 minutes left. Come back on with us, Tom.
Okay.
As soon as this song
thank
ends.
Thank you.
That was a beautiful meditation. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for that. It's lovely. And that was just off the top of your head, wasn't it?
Yes, and I was happened to be at the beach this afternoon, so I think being at the spot really helps.
Yeah.
Yes, oh yeah.
And actually, before we started the show, I clicked on your website, you know, the live stream channel, and you were out there in the woods with your camera, weren't you? And
I was.
Yeah, and it was absolutely beautiful. So the website is actually called, the live stream website, if I can just scroll to the top of my little template that I've got here, and it's taking its time, is livestream.com, Interfaith, Spiritual Wisdom and Peace. And that's where you see the beautiful video that Tom made out in the woods. And you were doing prayers as well, weren't you? And
yes. Yeah.
Yeah, it was gorgeous.
Wonderful.
Thank you. Yeah, I've been creating my own little videos.
You had a short point to make with us as well about interspirituality being a way of being and not a religion.
That's right. That's right. I wanted to kind of expand on that and just say,
okay,
you know, that it's a I can find great meaning, for instance, in my own religion of birth components of it, but don't necessarily need to identify with it. And letting go of labeling, because, you know, our culture wants to label everything these days. With interfaith, you can still have your religion or tradition, and a lot of people do that. With interspiritual, it's a little bit different, and there's no need to really have an institutional association to a religion, because it's really about recognizing the eternal oneness that's across all traditions, including science even. So it's really exciting, really exciting venture.
Yeah, and finally, science is catching up with what we've been saying for years, isn't it?
Yes.
Finally, they're discovering new things every day.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And the advent in the coming forth of quantum physics is a big one. How science and spirituality are actually coming together at those levels. Because, you know, I'm sure we can all remember at the time, the time when scientists and clergy were at odds, and this is a beautiful time to be alive and to see this, to witness this coming together of spirit and science at the level of quantum physics. You know, quantum physics clearly states that we cannot have a reality without our mind entering into the picture. In fact, our mind is actually shaping the very things we are experiencing, and it's proving it scientifically. And I love it. So, you know, the next question is, well, how can I make it better? How can I make it happier? How can I make it more fun? And when we begin to ask those questions within, that's when we're interacting with spirit, and then wait for the answers to unfold themselves in our everyday lives. And there is a beautiful way to test that, and that's just live your life for a while. And see if something's changed. And if it has changed, you have become the scientist of your own life and the creator of your own life, which is the whole reason why we're here.
That's true. But we do have another song that you wanted us to play, Tom, and it might be a good place now to play We Are the Ones.
Oh, great.
If you like that now. Okay.
Right, Sweet Honey in the Rock.
Yeah.
Perfect.
And this one sounds to me like Miss Magical, very much like Miss Magical's voice.
We are the ones.
So what you
we
think?
Are the ones. We've been waiting. We are the
we
ones.
Are the ones.
We are the ones. We've been waiting.
We are the
are
ones.
The ones.
We are the
ones. We've been waiting.
We are the
ones.
Are you sure that's not you and Miss Magical Gary? It sounded like you on your drum and Miss Magical there singing, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
Oh, dear. Anyway, we have a great show for you next week. We have Nadine May. She's going to be here with us. Yeah, the Gold Ring Zone Nadine. And I think she's in the chat room as well at the moment.
Yeah,
and
she is, I think, unless she's ascended.
No, she's still here.
Good.
The week after, we have a psychic medium by the name of Jethro Smith. And he'd be a new guest to the show, so it'd be nice to have Jethro the week after that, on the 22nd.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that. Now, we've put your website in the chat room, Tom, and it's livestream.com into faith, into spiritual wisdom and peace. So that's for the people on the radio who can't see the actual chat room. But there's only one way to sort that out, and that is to log in and get in the chat room and chat away to us, because we always love to see all the people in there. And we always have some famous people in there, such as Jivanda. We've got there.
Wonderful.
Yeah. And Nadine May, who I said is on next week.
What days do you do that show, Tom?
It's on Wednesday nights.
Okay. And that's at 9 p.m. Eastern? 7.30 p.m. Eastern.
7.30, correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
7.30 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah, that's really good. It's really great. And I clicked on it and it looks amazing. So we're going to play out in just a few minutes. But before we do, is there anything else you'd like to say or tell us about before you go, Tom?
No, pretty much that's it. I did put a link up earlier for the OU and I definition of interfaith.
Yeah.
And that's a nice, it's OUNI.org is the website for the Order of Universal Interfaith, if you people want to read more about it.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
Yeah.
Because
great.
It's the way to go, really, isn't it?
Yes.
If we're ever going to have peace on this planet, that's what we need to do. So we'd like to thank you for joining us today, Tom, and hope to see you back again soon. And thank you, Gary, as well. Thank you to all the people in the chat room and to the angelic realm for joining us and helping us to send the healing out all around the world and to anyone who needs it. And we're going to play out with a Tina Turner song called, and you might like this one, Gary, it's called Great Spirit.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Jen Christie. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Tom. And apologies for the glitch at the beginning of the show. We're sorry about that.
Oh, glitch. It was an absolute disaster.
Tornado. But we made
it. Never mind. Oh,
we got another one in the can. That's what counts.
Anyway, thank you so much once again, Tom, and everybody out there.
You're welcome.
So we love you all. Okay, bye. God bless. And here we go. Tina Turner, I love this lady's voice. She's tremendous.
Thank you,
great
everyone.
Great spirit.
When the earth was young and the air was sweet and the mountains kissed the sky and the great
give us strength so we understand that the things we do, the choices we make, give direction to all life's plans. To look at wonder at all we've been given in our world that's not always as it seems. Every corner we turn, our relief to another, a journey is but another begins. Ooh, great spirits of all who live before, take our hands and lead us, fill our hearts and souls with all you know.
Good night, everyone.
Night.